This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Minister of Home Affairs today unveiled India's new national counter-terrorism policy and strategy titled Prahar. The strategy outlines the comprehensive framework to address evolving terror threats using a proactive approach to prevent and counter terrorist threats. The ministry said in a statement that while the nature of the threats continues to change and present new challenges, the country remained consistent to oppose terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Raising allegations of unrest, corruption and appeasement against Trinamool Congress government, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sought the support of the people of West Bengal in the upcoming assembly elections. In an open letter to the people of the state ahead of the assembly polls, he not only presented an account of the central government's various projects and achievements over the past 11 years, but also offered his respects to the people of Bengal. He said the time has come to decide the path for the future of the next generation. President Draupadi Murmu unveiled the bust of Chakravarti Rajagopalachari as part of Rajaji Utsav at Rashtrapati Bhavan, a celebration of the life and legacy of the first Indian Governor General of the country. The bust of Rajaji, situated at the grand open staircase near Ashok Mandap, replaced the bust of Edwin Lutyens. Speaking on the occasion, the president said the initiative is part of a series of steps being taken towards shedding the vestiges of the colonial mindset and embracing with pride the richness of India's culture and heritage.
जो लोग राष्ट्रपति भवन देखने आएंगे उन्हें राजा जी के योगदान से परिचित कराया जाएगा भारतीयों चेतना और समस्त भारतवासियों विशेषकर कमजोर वर्गों के लोगों से जुड़ाव राजा जी के विचारों और कार्यों में दिखाई देता है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Rajaji Utsav is a wonderful initiative which brings out different aspects of C.E. Rajagopalachari's rich contribution to the nation. The Supreme Court today sought responses of the union ministries on a proposal for shifting all coal-based industries out of Delhi NCR to ensure better air quality. Responses have been sought by the bench comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joymalia Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi to deal with the persistent air quality crisis in the National Capital Region. The bench said it will examine the issue of vehicular air pollution on the 12th of next month based on the suggestions made by the Commission for Air Quality Management. Labour and Employment Ministry has decided to amend the relevant provision guidelines of the Labour Welfare Scheme education component. This will allow students who are availing the Ministry's welfare-based scholarship to also receive a merit-based scholarship from any central or state government agency. Israeli Ambassador to India Reuven Azar today said Israel is excited to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi this week, noting that the two nations will move forward decisively during his visit. In a social media post, he said that when India and Israel come together, it's never just a meeting, but a partnership built on trust, guided by a clear understanding of the challenges and powered by innovation. Highlighting that both countries are moving forward to sign a free trade agreement, FTA, the Israeli ambassador stated that India and Israel will deepen defense partnership by updating security agreements during Prime Minister Modi's visit.
Our economic partnership is gaining real momentum. We signed a bilateral investment treaty and we are moving forward to sign a free trade agreement, hopefully this year. India and Israel are not just partners. We are true friends shaping the future together.
The Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged the Indian nationals in Iran to leave the country by available means of transport, including commercial flights. The embassy has reiterated its advisory issued on January 14 this year, saying all Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin should exercise due caution, avoid areas of protest or demonstrations, stay in contact with the Indian Embassy in Iran, and monitor local media for any developments. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies were at 4 for no loss in one over against Zimbabwe in the Super Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Earlier, Zimbabwe won the toss and opted to bowl. Yesterday, India went down to South Africa by 76 runs in the Super 8 clash at Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.